Hi, it's Ken Morgan here with today's Halloween season classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. This week we have the Hammer Films thriller, The Quatermass Experiment, or as it's known in the U.S., The Creeping Unknown. It's based on a hit BBC TV serial from 1953, where a British science project, led by the brilliant Professor Quatermass, sends a manned rocket into space. But when it unexpectedly crash lands, two of the crew are missing, and Caroon, the only survivor, may not be fully human anymore. Like the two Doctor Who movies we showed a while back, this movie had the task of boiling down a six-part story, with 30 minutes for each episode, into a movie running less than an hour and a half. And the script by Richard Landau and director Val Guest does a pretty good job of it. The movie was shot on a low budget, low even for Hammer before their big successes, but they still managed to get a good number of location and night scenes filmed. A distribution deal with American producer Robert Lippert required Hammer to cast a lead actor known in the U.S. market, resulting in Brian Dunleavy being cast as Quatermass. Another cast member you might recognize is Jack Warner as Inspector Lomax. He appeared as the corrupt Mr. Jawking in the classic 1951 version of A Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim, which we also showed a while back. The movie received generally good reviews, particularly for Richard Wordsworth's performance as the tragic Caroon, and it did very well at the box office on both sides of the Atlantic. But one person who didn't like it was Nigel Neal, the author of the original serial. He didn't like Brian Dunleavy's harsher performance as Quatermass, the changes made to his story, particularly the ending, and the fact that he didn't receive extra pay from the BBC for the sale of the script rights to Hammer. Still, today, it is looked on as the first true Hammer horror movie, predating their more famous Frankenstein and Dracula movies. Oh, and as for the spelling of the title as Experiment, no E, the movie was perceived as so horrifying for 1950s audiences that British censors gave it an X certification, meaning no one under 16 could be admitted. So Hammer decided to play up the rating in ads and in the movie title to bring in the customers, which it certainly did. We also have an extra added attraction for you. In observance of Fire Prevention Week, we have an encore showing of Disney's Donald's Fire Survival Plan. Now, this is the original 1965 version that I saw long, long ago at Newmarket School every Fire Prevention Week. Now, some details in this cartoon are outdated. For example, there are no smoke detectors or cell phones present. But it still gives vital information on surviving, or even better, preventing a fire. For updated details, you can stop by a reference desk, or you can contact the fire department. Don't forget about our in-house screenings of new DVDs on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. Space is limited, so you must pre-register. The schedule is on our website at www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And you can send your comments and suggestions by posting them on our Facebook page, emailing them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or calling 908-754-7885. Well, thanks again for stopping by. We hope your Halloween preparations are going okay and that you enjoy today's movie. And now, from Hammer Films in 1955, here's The Quatermass Experiment.